You're listening to Practical Defense with Alex Haddix.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. In the past few weeks, there have been tons of news reports on high-profile companies having their user accounts and information stolen and then posted publicly to the internet. This information included usernames, email addresses, and passwords. I posted a longer episode on passwords back in February 2010. It's episode 115, but I'll do a quick recap and re-emphasize some key points this week. And here they are. You must have a strong password on all of your accounts. You must have different passwords on all of your accounts. In the past few weeks, LinkedIn and Last.fm have publicly announced that they had their user information stolen and posted. Back in April of 2011, Sony had millions of accounts stolen and posted. Here's the catch. Even though the hackers who stole the passwords don't intend to use them, or so they say, by posting the information publicly, they have essentially given that information to every crook on the planet. You can bet your last dollar that it was slurped up by every thief, organized crime syndicate, and government with a technical staff. If you're worried about being on a list, well, you're now on every list with the people that would make Mephistopheles shiver. Now, I know that keeping different passwords on every account is a pain. It's even more of a pain when it is a truly strong password, which makes it nearly impossible to remember. That's why you should use a program to keep track of the information for you. There are lots on the market, and they're well worth the investment. You only need to remember one strong password to get into the program, and the rest can be as crazy as your mind or the generator function can come up with. Now, most of the applications work across platforms, including the Mac and PC, and even mobile devices. The program I use, 1Password, works on all my devices and even syncs over Wi-Fi. I also use different usernames on each system. You know, names and weird stuff that have no connection to me. If you use the same username on every system and a different password, you're still giving the cyber thieves half the code to get into your account. You want to make it as difficult as possible for these guys to get your information. If the program is already tracking the password, have it track your username as well. It's only one more field that it already fills in for you, so why not make that random as well? It is better security. So that is the practical cyber tip for the week. You know, make yourself a hard target in both the physical world and the cyber realm. Also, go back and listen to episode 115 as I cover other important points there as well. Now, although the show posted over 2 years ago, it is still relevant and all the points still apply. And that will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. I also invite you to check out my book on practical home security. It's available in DeadTree, Kindle, Nook, and iTunes editions worldwide. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast at palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. The Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.